Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's your boy Trey Kennedy here. And on this episode 2 of Correct Opinions, I chat on where I've been, a doctor not doing his job, my take on raising kids, and why horsepower is really dumb, okay? Roll music.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
Yes, yes, welcome back to Correct Opinions, the only show where every opinion is correct, in my opinion. All right. I've had a great week. I went to an NFL game. Great time. Chiefs, Ravens. Why do we tailgate, man? We were out there at 8 a.m. and it was pouring rain. We just stood cold and wet under a tent. Just looked at each other like, this is fun. There's not a woman in sight, obviously. It's like, only men are dumb enough to come out here and do this. So like, when you tailgate, what do? You just kind of hang out and eat and drink. Oh, my house. We can do that at my house and it doesn't rain in there. I mean, I did it, so, and was it fun? Yeah, I'll do it again, but it's kind of strange, but luckily, it cleared up. It's a beautiful day, and then the sun came out, and then I was like, now it's hot. I'm so weak, dude. It's pitiful. What? Now it's hot. Where's the rain? But that was a lot of fun. It was. Now I'm here, talking to you guys. First episode was received very well, thank you so much, and Now I've run out of things to talk about. So this rounds out the episode 2. I'm kidding. Oh, I got stuff to talk about. Another thing I did last week, I went to the doctor. Okay. I went to get a food allergy test. This is so, I had a very white week. Okay. I'm checking my food sensitivities. I'm tailgating in the rain, cheering on other grown men I don't know, but you know, biting my nails, hoping I win my fantasy football game. A very white week. I got several Starbucks pumpkin cold foam cold brews. Very white week. So anyways, I go and I guess, you know, anyways, I go and they lay on your stomach and they like prick your back 20 times. You know, it kind of sucks. And they're like, okay, just wait here 20 minutes. We'll see. And they come back in. I've just laid there for 20 minutes. They say, oh, did you take any antihistamines recently? Which, you know, when you go to the doctor, they ask you all those questions. It confirmed they're not listening because I literally said, they're like, what medication are you on? I was like, I take this pretty bit. You know, I guess Zyrtec quite a bit. It confirms they're not listening when they do that. How tall are you? How much do you weigh? Why does this matter? You know what? I get it. I'm barely 6 feet tall. I don't want to be reminded of every time. Okay. I thought I'd be 6'5 in the NBA, but no, I'm doing a podcast in my bedroom. I don't need to be measured every time. Oh, you're still a little husky, dude. Let's make sure and confirm that. I'm just kidding. But anyways, they say, well, have you taken any antihistamines lately? Yes. And they say, oh yeah, this won't work if that's the case. Why did we just do it? Why did we just do it then? 30 minutes of my time gone. Dude, and I was really proud of myself. I was very triggered.
Triggered.
But I really wanted to just mouth them, which wouldn't be nice. They apologize. Anyways, I'm coming back. But it's like, do your job. Oh, man. That's like to do that test, that's the one thing you have to confirm. That's it. I got a letter in the mail this past week. I thought it was hilarious. So I have like a child I donate to. Yes. Wow, Trey, you do it all. You're that nice. Yeah. I'm willing to give $30 a month. But anyways, that's not the point. The point is, I guess this child is like in the Philippines. And I got a letter. It just blew. Okay. She this later, she writes this whole letter, you know, whatever, I do this and I love to do this. And then, yeah, I haven't said anything about who I am. She goes, I've tried to access YouTube channel. I don't know if it's you, but it's funny. Do less, God bless. How crazy is that, dude? Some girl in the Philippines who, you know, is part of this program where I guess, you know, $30 a month pays for like all their school stuff and, you know, et cetera. She hits me with a do less, God bless. I just got do less, God blessed by a child in the Philippines. Very white week. Just really, wow. You know, I read that letter. I was like, okay, wow. It's like, here's, hey, let me, you know, I don't need this $30 here. I guess this helps your life a lot here. And then she gets online and roasts me. That is 2019 and I'm here for it. I'm proud of her. She's getting even more funds from me, dude. Wow. I thought that was so funny. And I was thinking a lot about having kids. It's hilarious. They're, I'm not going to have them, but well, eventually anyways, but it's so interesting to me. I think of growing up, you know, all my little letters as a kid, I was like, I want to play in the NBA. And how many times have you seen like an athlete, a professional athlete who was like, yeah, this kid, he's been dreaming of this day since he was four. How cool is that? He's been wanting to be an NFL quarterback since he was four. Yeah. So's every kid in the country. That's not, I mean, I get, that's always worn me out. No, this kid, his whole life, he'd been dreaming of this. Yeah. Me too. While I sit here balancing these debits and credits, dude, I'm a CPA. Get off my back. Right? It's like, wow, he passed his series 71. He's officially a financial advisor. He had started his 401k when he was four. Oh man, no kid's ever done that. So I think that's what's weird with our society now. It's like you grow up and I don't know what I want to be. I wanted to be either Jennifer Gardner or LeBron James. And now I really have no other dream. You know, we gotta change it up here. I think that that's the parenting. My kid, he's 4 years old. He starts picking up a basketball. Daddy, I want to be like Larry Bird. I'm like, you need to go bird watching. That I think you can monetize that somehow. That's much more likely. Daddy, I want to be like Magic Johnson. Here's a magic set. Start doing your card tricks, pal. You're not going to be Magic Johnson, okay? I want to be LeBron. You're going to be LeBrain. Grab the calculator. Yeah, I don't know. I think that'd be helpful. I wish, you know, it's like, Dad, here's my basketball. Well, you know, son, I can never touch the rim, and your mom's 5'3". I wish my dad would have said, here's a tennis racket. Swing that around. Here's, you know, become really good at knitting. Be the Rubik's Cube. Grab that. I just don't think we're doing kids a service. It's just, his whole life, he knew he would make it to the NFL. Here's a letter from when he was five, when he said, I will play in the NFL. And the people are like, how cool is that came true? Every kid wrote that. Every kid wrote that, man. I want to see a letter somewhere where a dude is a realtor. And when he was five, he wrote, I want to be just like the Property Brothers. That might be a thing, actually. Making that kind of cool. I want to be Chip and Joanna. I want to be Contractor. Bob the Builder. They're teaching the kids. Okay. I'm just saying, maybe, I don't know. Maybe that'll be a bad parent, but I won't be a liar, right? Oh, Dad, Santa's here. He gets me new basketball. Santa's not real. Neither are your basketball skills. Daddy bought you a tennis racket. Come on, we're going to the racket club. I have poker night there anyways, so it works. That's going to be my life. Oh. You know, I was thinking a lot of, I got hit in a car lately. I got a little scratch on my car, whatever. And then the lady was like, oh, it was so annoying. She was like, well, you took that turn a little too tight, but she hit me. And then I guess it's a thing. They're just like, well, you know, you both said He said, she said, what are we supposed to do? So if you ever hit anyone, just lie about it. Don't do that. That's wrong. But I guess that works. So that's unfortunate. Lying works in that regard. It doesn't work when you lie to your kids about their athletic skills, but it does work in a little fender bender. But I have a car, and I have a great four-door Nissan sedan. It's great. I don't want anything else. I don't get why people, I don't get spending money on your cars, like a lot. You know, if you pay more than 25 grand for a car, you're dumb. I went to a Porsche track this past year. Facebook had us out at this cool event, but long story short, it was in Atlanta, and we got to like ride the Porsche, and it's Porsche, not Porsche. Okay. I got a lot of people coming after me last week because I mispronounced Willamette Valley. I'm supposed to know that. Okay. The only time I was taught that pronunciation, I was in the middle of a wine tour. Okay. I probably wasn't real focused on my pronunciations because all I could do to pronounce the wines. Anyways, Porsche track, we're driving them, and they're like, oh, this is cool. This car is so fast. Wow. And they're like, yeah, it's 150 grand. I'm like, why? Like, well, because it goes this fast. I can't, this is the only place in the world I can drive this. Once I take it off the slot, can't do it again. So I don't, that's what's funny. They took us through like their SUV, and they like drove us upside down and over a waterfall. And they're like, this thing can handle anything. And you're like, well, that's impressive, but okay. So will it get me to the grocery store? Is kind of where I'm at in my life. I don't know about you guys, but it's like 800 horsepower, whatever it is. I don't know. No one knows what horsepower is. 600 horsepower. Whoa. No concept of what. I guess it means like it's equivalent to one horse. The power of one horse. Is it that literal? If that's the case, I just need to like go through the drive through. I just need a car that has at least one horsepower. Do you have that? That's all. I remember when I bought my car, it was like for an extra 10 grand or something, you could like get the better engine. So you like go faster. I was like, oh, is this current one not go at least like 65? Like, no, of course it does. Like, pass. I don't, some people are like, well, I just like to have a little more get up and go. And this isn't the Grand Prix. I just need it to go like 45 most of the time and have like a 180 turn radius and the Chick-fil-A drive through, and at least one horsepower. That's all I need. No, our state-of-the-art SUV. If you ever found yourself almost on the steep side of a cliff, you'd be fine. Oh. Well, last time I checked, I'm not, you know, I can't think of a guy who would even drive like that. So just wrapping up wedding season. Weddings are, I got like one more, but weddings are fun, man. I love weddings, but there gets to be so many, and there's such a thing now. You got to be careful how you throw one. You know, obviously I'm engaged. We're kind of like trying to toy with that. And I find myself very, very much less concerned with what I want and like more like, how do I not upset everyone to get made fun of? Cause that's kind of a, you ever been to a wedding where it's like an hour outside of the city and you're like, yeah, we're getting married at this beautiful like hillside over a lake. Oh, where do I stay? Oh, there's no hotels within 45 minutes. Why are you doing this to us? Or dry one? Have you ever been to a dry wedding? Oh man. Those are, now listen, I'm not, oh, this is funny. My sister got married a few years ago. I remember she was trying to plan it, and she was considering a dry wedding, dude. She was like, well, I don't want drunk people at my wedding. Like, oh, okay. So you don't want to have a wedding. I understand that's annoying, but that's what it is. And I told her, I said, yeah, you know, I'm your one and only sibling and I love you, but if your wedding's dry, I won't even show up. Man, I've been to a couple, and yeah, they wrap up about 9:15. Or those type of weddings where you, Well, you know, I gotta be careful here. They, you know, you kind of all of a sudden become like a worker. They're like, oh yeah, could you help us tear down the tables? You're like, what? I didn't realize I was signed up for this. Okay, yeah, okay, I'm helping to help take down, but I want to I want to take about 60% off my gift for my troubles, I think. And you need me to, like, it depends what kind of amount you of work you need me to do. Okay, if we're doing a lot of work, this is going to go ahead and be the gift. That's fine. I'm going to take back those anthropology curtains that I really, you know, I've never, let's be real, I've always stayed on Amazon on the registry. Half the time I forgot. Dude, I think I went to about 12 weddings before I ever realized, like, oh, I have to buy a gift. I'm such, men are so stupid. I like to think that I have it together, but so often I do things, I'm like, oh man, like the other day in my, I have a little garden that of course I put next to no effort in the front of my house. And it wasn't until the other day that my fiance was like, hey, that's just, what's that there? I'm like, I don't know. It's one of the plants. And she's like, that's just a huge weed. Gosh, what an idiot. I was like, I don't know. There's like some purple flowers on it. She's like, that is a weed. So I ripped it up and like, oh yeah, that looks way better. Guys are so stupid. So if you're listening to this and I went to your wedding and I didn't give you a gift, I'm sorry. Please text me, DM me or something. I'll get you one. But I'm saying, I did retroactively go back and get a few. I tried to remember all of them, but I was just like, oh yeah, I've never. I also heard if you get invited to a wedding, I didn't even know this till literally 5 days ago. If you get invited to a wedding and you don't go, you still send a gift. I'm not going to do that. I'm sorry. I'm out on that. So I call it like I see it, that maybe if you get some invite and you don't go, I'm not expecting a gift. You know, I'm consistent here. It's all good. But yeah, it's like someone I kind of know from college is like, come to the wedding and I can't, I'm supposed to send you, you know, some utensil that takes the tops out of the strawberries. No, just, you have Amazon Prime, everyone does. I'm not going to do that. Dude, I watched this crazy Netflix show called Diagnosis. You know what I'm talking about? Diagnosis. Watch episode 5. It was crazy, dude. So Diagnosis is the show where they find these different people with really rare, unsolved, like, medical mysteries. And by the end of it, they kind of figure it out and get a diagnosis so they can get better. It's really interesting. Episode 5 is so scary. It's this girl, she can't, it's like everything she eats, she throws up. Everything. And her mom's like trying to take care of her. It's like, geez, it's horrible. And so she's trying to figure it out. You know, actually, watch it, okay? I'm going to talk about it next week. Diagnosis episode 5. I feel like more. I'll give you the chance to watch it. What a fun, everyone wants something on Netflix. Diagnosis episode 5. I'm going to go back on that next week. But it was really unsettling. That's crazy, man. People have these weird ailments. Again, if I was on there, it'd be like, Drake Kennedy has a mysterious undiagnosed issue where he just, oh no, diagnosis is in, he's just old and just sits around, so his back hurts. Gosh, dang it. We're not talking about that. Let's get into some segments. Back to the segments. We'll start with a little Triggered, baby. Triggered. Ooh, baby. How about those, I had to do this past week, call some of those like customer service type lines. And these days it's never a person. It's always like, hello, one for English. And you're like, boop, boop. Hi, who's calling? I can understand full sentences. And then I immediately go, okay, I don't want to talk to you. I hate you. Let me talk to a real person. I'm sorry. I'm not quite getting that. See, you don't understand. So they keep going. I just go, I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. One time I accidentally did that. It was a real person. They're like, sir? I'm so sorry. I thought you were the robot. I hate you. Shut up. Give me a real person. I hate you. Shut up. Shut up. I hate you. I hate you. I'm getting so mad. Sir? I'm so sorry. But anyways, yeah, you're on there and they're like, put in your full number. So you're like, boop, 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 boop. You do the whole thing. It's like, you entered 4, 2, 7. It takes 30 seconds and you go, yes, please enter your account number. Boop, 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 boop. you entered. You're sitting there. Oh my gosh. Yes. And then it finally connects you. And the first thing the woman asked me goes, okay, give me your account number and your phone number. What was the point of the robot? What was the point of the robot? But I didn't say that. And I'm proud of myself because I wanted to be like, explain it to me. I really want to know. But you have to remember those people. Like I talked about this last week. Everyone's going to think I'm a psychopath. I really do control myself because it's not their fault. They didn't create the robot. They're not setting this up. They're just doing their job. So I didn't mouth her. I just got, and she was very helpful, but I felt like I wasted 5 minutes with the robot. Ooh, so I saw hilarious, like this thing where you can go in and see like what's been said to like Alexa. Dude, I thought of a funny sketch idea where I heard on the news that someone were able to go into Alexa to like hear what she'd been listening to kind of help solve a crime or something. Like that happened in your house. Like, sir, we're going to go in. We're going to figure this out. Okay, we're going to get you taken care of. Someone came in, they robbed someone. This is bad. We're going to be able to solve this with your Alexa. We just need to get into that data, see what it's been hearing. I'd probably be like, well, you know what? That criminal didn't really steal that much. Maybe we just, because what they'll hear back is, I would be the one arrested. Sir, you're 100 hours community service and anger management class, mandatory. This is all that they would hear for the data. Alexa, what's the weather? And it pauses and she's like, what? I didn't quite hear that. Alexa! What is the weather, you dumb? You know, just... Oh. You hear like, it just like asterisks, bangs, clanks, slaps, me just hitting things. Alexa! Please, for once. Or like I'm in the shower. Alexa, I'm having a great morning. Woo, in the shower. Alexa, play Can't Stop the Feeling. Yeah. Alexa, play Can't Stop the Feeling, Justin Timberlake. There are no tracks from Justin Timberlake on Spotify. What? Yes, there is. Alexa, play any Justin Timberlake on Spotify. Thank you. Woo, come on. We're going to have a good day. Can't find any. Oh, man. It's brutal. Yeah. Just do a sketch where they find all that data. Sir, you're the one arrested. The criminal's in counseling because he was scarred by the state of your anger. Oh, this is a really good one. Really good one. I got this email the other day. Dude, is my voice cracking? Stop it. It's because I've been yelling all weekend for football. I'm an Oklahoma State guy. My Oklahoma State Cowboys lost Saturday. I'm very upset about it. I got this email the other day. On my Insta story the other day, I did this cheesy little thing. I was just like, let's play Would You Rather. I was like, would you rather join multi-level marketing or a cult? Wait. It's kind of the same. That's what I said. Not too long after, I get an email. I'm going to read this word for word. Hi, Trey. I've been following you for some time now. I have 4 kids and they think I'm the inspiration for your videos. Funny. Thank you. I digress. So today on your Would You Rather stories, you said, would you rather join a multi-level marketing company or a cult? Wait, they're the same thing. I thought that was so funny. And also you'd be perfect to join my team. I'm a personal trainer in Tampa, Florida, and I use Beachbody, a multi-level marketing company, workouts and supplements to coach all my online clients. I've been in fitness for 22 years, competed and bounced back from 4 pregnancies. I think you would rock. Okay, hold time out. Oh my gosh, I loved the joke the other day where you said, where you compared multi-level marketing to being in a cult. Cults are things that we all are scared of and definitely don't want to join. So I think it'd be perfect to join. Welcome. My name is so-and-so and please join my... Very bold. Okay. I think you would rock at coaching because of your fresh, don't take myself too seriously approach to the business. Love it. Your personality is phenomenal. You're hilarious. You're awesome. Please consider. I typically hear my message to moms, but you know what moms need? A good laugh. All the moms, man. I know I'm crazy for reaching out to you to join my team, but you know what? I'd be crazier not to. Let me know if you'd like to consider. No. into the oh no. How funny. Man, I get quite a few of these messages. I think it's hilarious. Like, she's in fitness and this and that. I've paid attention at all. I'm like, it's all I can do to get out of bed. It's all I can do to, I'm going to put this out there now. If I'm ever trying to teach any of you fitness, do not sign up. It is a scam. It was a fake profile. My goodness. I need help, dude. I'm not about to coach anybody. Oh, that's so good. Beach body coach, man. Got that body to go to the beach, but now no one to go with because I've run them all off. That's what I say. Hey, do you want that perfect body finally so you can go to the beach with confidence? Well, sign up today and go to the beach in confidence by yourself. Because by the end of this, people are going to be sick and tired. Dude, yeah, these supplements, they're perfect. You want some? Give me $500 and I'll give you a bunch. And you don't make a dollar until you pay me back. I invested in a company, $500. It's in Beachbody. Unfortunately, it's a bad investment. Got none of it back. Oh, so you got scammed. I'm just kidding. I don't think it's a total scam, but anyways, that's a little too much. That killed me, man. When I saw that, jeez, multi-level marketing. I have a great story. This happened to me once. This was a few years ago, so I'm a little clueless, but I had someone reach out. They're like, hey, it was like someone like my mom's age. She, who like we kind of know, she was like, went to the church, but she was like, hey, I do this thing called Arbonne, which I was pretty clueless on, and it has a bunch of products and stuff. I was starting to build my following online. So I was, I wasn't making much money. So I'm kind of ears perking up to any and all things, right? She's like, hey, I think you could help like sell this product. So I'm like, okay, well, shoot, it sounds like you might pay me something. So she's like, let's grab coffee. Okay, cool. We'll grab coffee, whatever. And thus begins an hour sales pitch to join her team. And I was like, oh, has that ever happened to you guys? Where you go to coffee and the next thing you know, like, wait, this is a sales pitch. You don't want to be friends. This was not to catch up at all. That happened to me one time, dude. My friend Jake, he shoots all my videos. He said he sat down one day with this guy. They're like, yeah, let's catch up, man. It's been a while. And he sits down. He's like, yeah, man, I'm working with Trey Kennedy. We just wrote this funny bit. We're just going to roast pyramid schemes, dude. Like multiple level marketing companies. They're just the worst. So what have you been up to? And the guy was like, William, could I like join this little business and we sell supplements and kind of try, and it dawned on him like, oh, this was a sales pitch. I just checkmated you, dude. So strategy, if you're ever getting a out of the blue coffee with someone you haven't seen in a while, just to be safe, kind of lead in the conversation. They'll be like, what have you been up to? It's like, oh man, it's been good. I'm doing this now. I've been working out more. I've been, doing some fun things, traveling. And also like doing a lot of research on multi-level marketing companies and how they're literally the worst things. What about you? Just real quick, just you get ahead of that, because once they get going, dude, it's tough to get them stopped. It is. So I was on this coffee, multi-level marketing. She starts Arbonne. Sell enough Arbonne, your friends are all gone. That's what I say. And basically I was like, no. It's just funny because like people look like, dude, lots of followers. Could you imagine, like, are you watching my page? Could you imagine if I started trying to sell Beachbody supplements? Man, that just wouldn't make any sense. So, but that's great. And that ends our segment of...
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
We got another segment.
Crazy white baby names.
Crazy white baby names. We'll have to see. I think we might do these segments every week. I'm enjoying them, mainly because I got a bunch of emails to the correct opinions at TreyKennedy.com to send in your submissions for the segments or any other ideas. It's fun. So first up, someone sends me this couple posts on Instagram. Obviously, I'm not going to call anyone out, okay? When you send me in someone to roast, it could be your sister. They won't know it was you, okay? Sends it in. Someone has a kid. They post it on Instagram. Meet our Jetson Darwin. Dude, I didn't see the middle name till now. I saw Jetson and that was enough. Jetson Darwin. Evolutionists. Survival of the fittest. Survival of the fittest, man. You might not want to name your kid that because that's kind of an uphill battle. My heart grew another chamber on March 9th. 6 pounds, 14 ounces of pure bliss. Pure bliss. They don't sleep for more than 3 hours a night for 6 months. 6 pounds of pure bliss. Yeah, she changed her mind real quick. You know that. Jetson Darwin. Wow. And then this couple, I guess, or I don't know. This is different people, but here's a little post. They're in the snow. It says, Cove's first snow day. Cove. It's probably like, well, we first told each other we loved each other in the cove of my parents' lake house on Winnipesaukee. You know, it's something like that. He may be a beach babe like his mom because he cried every time a snowflake hit his face. Or maybe he's just a newborn and that hurts. Cover him up. I don't like when snow hits my face. I want to cry. Dude, as a grown man, I want to cry a lot, but you just can't. Man. Like I said, like when my football team loses, I want to cry, but that's just not okay. Right? I go outside and it's too cold out. I kind of want to cry a little bit. But Jetson Darwin, thank you for sending that in. I'm not going to name your name. Man. We got another here. This is great. Some teacher sent in a list of some of the craziest names she's seen. Check these out. Wait a sec. Nakarima. We'll go with that. American spelled backwards. So what does that mean? Are they Russian? I don't know. Nakarima, man. And Nevaeh, heaven spelled backwards. Okay. Wait. Oh, Serenity. Karaya. Rohan. Rohan. No, man. Haha. It's a really crazy epidemic, dude. Also, officially changing my name to Trey with a CH. Makes more sense. I think everyone appreciated that. Jetson Darwin. One more. I found this. A lady said she knows someone who's has a daughter, went to high school with this girl. She found out she had a daughter and saw that she named her Traxton. Wait, is that a girl? Or son? I don't know. Traxton. What are they doing, dude? Traxton. Yeah, man. He's from the wrong side of the Traxton. Don't mess with Traxton. He's a tough guy. Or is it a girl? I don't know. And that concludes today's segment of
Crazy White Baby Names.
Jetson Darwin. Jetson Darwin, man. It's my name. I'm Trey with the CH Darwin now. Darwin. Evolutionist. I got some travels coming up. I'm pretty excited. Going to be on tour with John Crist here in a couple of weeks. Then I may or may not be going up to the new Northeast. What the heck? Northeast to shoot a little something in the fall. Come on. Girls in the fall, man. We love it. The shirts are officially here. Where's the booze? Like B-O-O apostrophe S, but like, where's the booze? So yeah, gonna do some of that. Other things coming up, but traveling, you do it enough and you kind of get it down, but it's still kind of brutal, right? A lot of things going on. I can't sleep on a plane. It's very unfortunate. I've never been able to sleep on a plane. I've been on a couple like overnight, 8+ hour flights. I can't do it. The last time I did, I went to Hawaii like 6 months ago. And so on the way back, it's like a red eye. You're on that for like 9 hours. You leave at 10 p.m. local, and then you land at, you know, whatever, 8 a.m. local. It's just horrible. That math doesn't add up, but don't worry about it. So I'm like, I have a strategy here. I'm going to pop a melatonin. I'm going to order wine. Okay? I'm not messing around here. So I say, pop the melatonin. Give me a couple glasses of wine. I'm like, ooh, I'm a little sleepy. I pass out. Wake up. Like, wow, it worked. It would only been like 70 minutes. Oh, so now where am I left? Now I have like a headache and I'm so tired and I can't sleep because now I like don't feel good. And I'm trying to watch a movie. I get a, you know, one more glass of wine and just like, oh, that was dumb. Why'd I do that? And the next thing you know, I've hardly slept and we touched down Denver. It's 6 a.m. now. It feels like it's 2 a.m. The sun's up. I'm like, you know, kind of hungover and have a headache and I need a bagel and it's horrible. Don't ever do that. Moral of the story, wine, that just doesn't work. I don't know what my solution is, man. I need to meditate some more, but it really keeps me from going long distances, man. I just hate it, dude. I hate the long plane ride. It's horrible. And the jet lag thing. Or one time my family and I, we went to Israel a few years ago, which was crazy, really cool. But we landed and I'd literally spent 11 hours on a plane without a single minute of sleep. And we go there and like, we're going to walk on down and put our toes in the Mediterranean Sea. And I was like, good night. Like, what, you're not going to come? I just immediately, it was done, dude. It was like 10:30 a.m. They're like, try to stay awake, you know, through the day so you can kind of beat that jet lag. You know, try to stay awake for 36 hours straight. And just when you're about to hallucinate, kind of lay down and get ahead of that jet lag. No, dude, I'm out. People say, well, take a Benadryl. One time I took an Ambien, dude. I'm sounding like a crazy person, but like I took a little bit of one because this is an issue. And that's just worse because now I'm incredibly drowsy, but still can't sleep. And it's torture. So yeah, that was a weird tangent, but traveling, I've grown to appreciate traveling short distance. I find it's a nice time to relax on like a 2 to 3 hour flight, but it gets real long. I'm like, dude, get me off of here. It's crazy. I don't understand. Well, like when I flew to Hawaii, you're over the middle of the ocean. I'm like, if I have any sort of complication, which every day I'm pretty sure I might, this is it. We can't, I mean, oh guys, we have an emergency here. We would say we're going to take a detour, but it'll be 3-4 hours before we see land. So just pray for him, I guess. It is crazy when you think about it. Sorry to freaking you guys out. He might be doing that, but it's interesting, but it's cool because planes are literally almost never fail. It's pretty crazy. Oh, you ever have someone like in a small group, they're like, or in church or something, or anyone that's a thing that still exists. I don't know why, where they're like, yeah, well, you know, my husband's traveling this week. Pray for him, his safety. He's flying. I'm like, no, I'm not writing that one down because I once heard that you're more likely to be attacked by a bear than be in a plane crash. So that's what I'm gonna start doing. Hey guys, just pray, you know, prayers for, you know, this going on and kind of this. And also just that God would keep the grizzlies away. When you think about it, that's less insane than asking for safety on a flight. I'm not going to do it. And then it's like, well, you ever thought about that? You get on a plane and most people get kind of anxiety on a plane. I think it's because we have no idea how it works, but a lot of people are nervous. And it's like the guy flying has however many thousands of hours of experience, a college degree, I think, or some kind of higher degree, very, you know, has done this daily safely. We're like, okay, but it's like, hey, the Uber's on the way. Bartholomew, who looks like he's probably just got out of jail, is going to drive us in his 04 Civic. the top end. Don't even buckle the seatbelts. Party time. No issue with that. I will get in the backseat of a guy who I can look at and be like, pretty sure that guy's not a great driver. I'm like, well, you know, 4.82, it's not bad. I'm not even going to buckle up. Let's go. Woo, woo. Woo, woo. But a plane, we're like, oh, please don't go down. I don't trust this guy. But an Uber, we're good. You ever think of that? I was in an Uber one time where a guy went reverse on the freeway. Yeah, but I called an Uber immediately that next night. You imagine if you're on the plane, the guy just starts going backwards in the air. You'd be like, I think people would start jumping off. I'll take my chances. And an Uber like miss a turn. So he like pulled over on the shoulder of the freeway and then reversed and went the right way. And the whole car was just quiet looking at each other like, ugh. It's funny because like, Uber drivers, you feel bad. You don't want to give them less than 5 stars. Like I'll get in a car with a guy who like is texting and driving and has ripped seats. But yeah, I'm like, ah, nice guy, 5 stars. We're good. But if like the airline is like 10 minutes late arriving with a whole plane, people are calling in. I want my money back. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous that there are thousands of flights a day. And this huge, massive plane that I have no understanding of is 10 minutes late. That's one thing that starts to annoy me about flying when people are, ah, it's delayed. It's like, this is impressive that this is even happening to me. I can't believe I get on this apparatus that just hovers in the air for hours and lands somewhere else. But yeah, we'll hop on that Uber, baby. It's like they did like Uber motorcycle. People wouldn't even bat an eye. Sweet. No helmet. So hop on the back. I'm going to stand up. Woo. Just get me to where I'm going, brother. Yeah. It's interesting to me. But yeah, good travels coming up. Fun things coming. It's going to be a good fall. Easy girls. I think we're going to make some fall merch, which will be fun. Keep an eye on that. And yeah, please, y'all. Apparently the 5 stars is a huge help building up this thing. So if you have a second, thanks already for listening to here. Give it 5 stars. All right. We're going to keep up in the ante. I've got some new things coming in to take the podcast to a new level. So I'm excited. But yeah, much love, y'all. Have a great week. It's hump day, baby. Go have fun tonight. Maybe call an Uber. Buckle up at least. Or take a flight somewhere. And don't drink wine. I got you. All right. Your boy's out. Correct Opinions episode 2 wrapped. We'll talk to you next week. See you Wednesday, y'all. Peace. Correct Opinions. Correct Opinions. Correct Opinions. Everything I say is the correct opinion.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.